And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Don't be a wimp. Don't be a wimp. Is there anything worse than a wimpy guy? Is there anything worse than a wimpy guy? You women know what I'm talking about. You women know what I'm talking about, right? If you're being a wimp, you need to stop it. If you think you're the first person that has to commute to work, travel in your job, relocate for work, work the night shift, or do work that's beneath you, you're wrong. Most successful people have done all of this and maybe still do in their careers. You would not believe the stuff I have to do, people, on a day-to-day basis at my professional career recruiting business, the Palumbo Company. You would not believe what I have to do. I told you, some of you guys here that looking on the outside say, oh, you got your firm, blah, blah, blah. You've been in business over 20 years. Things must be great. Yeah, it's great. But there is nothing in our office that is beneath me. There is nothing at our firm that is beneath me. I can guarantee you that. When I'm speaking to some of you about your careers and some of your job prospects, some of you just aren't realistic. You can't start at the top, people. You can't start at the top. You can't cheat the system. You cannot go from A to Z, skipping all the other steps in between. You have to go from A to B to C to D to E, etc., all the way to Z. Some of you want to start at Z, the top. Doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Don't be a wimp. You might have to do some of the worst meaningless jobs in the world to get where you want to go in life. I mean, that's an understatement, right? In my life, I've been a dishwasher, busboy, waiter, janitor, among other things. I was a janitor while I was an outside sales rep. Hello? When I got done with my outside sales job, this is 25 years ago or plus, but I actually was a janitor at night. And get this, you're going to find this funny. I was a janitor at the same building. So that's how I got the job. I'm like, man, do you guys need help? Yeah. Well, aren't you a big sales guy at this company? Yeah, I am, but I need some extra money. I need to do whatever I got to do to get what I want to do. When I'm thinking to myself, yeah, sure, we can use the help. I was a Navy guy. I've cleaned many toilets in my life, right? So I wasn't afraid of it. So I was working in this as a salesperson in outside sales in the radio business. And at night, I was cleaning that same building. That's correct. Okay? Things don't just happen, people. When you see someone successful, it doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. So I've been a dishwasher, busboy, waiter, janitor, among other things. I have worked the second shift, third shift. I've worked overseas in hardship areas. I've lived off popcorn and coffee for weeks at a time. Now, was all this fun? No. It wasn't always fun. But the interesting thing, I'll tell you, the interesting thing about those times, some of those lessons that I've learned from those experiences, I use today in my business. Some of those lessons that I've learned, I use today in my business. That's the truth. And I think about those times often. I do. In fact, I'm going to brag on myself here a little bit. I was the best dishwasher in the city of Denver. Hands down, no contest. I was the best dishwasher in the city of Denver and possibly the whole entire state of Colorado. And I still take pride in this. I still take pride in this. Do you understand? You got to take pride in anything you do. So, was all those things that I did, were they bad or harmful? Was all that bad or harmful, doing that kind of stuff? Nothing was harmful or bad about all that stuff. I wasn't a wimp. I remember what my mother used to tell me. She would say, whatever you're doing in life, make sure you do your best. It doesn't matter what it is. I was the best dishwasher. You know what? And if I ever run for president of the United States, I will say that because I'm proud of that. But you have to be the best at whatever it is that you're going to do. It doesn't matter what you're doing as long as you're the best. And that's the attitude I still have today. Even if what you're doing right now seems mindless, it's not, is my point. Don't be a wimp out there, people. Even if what you're doing seems mindless right now, man, this is hard. This is a hard lesson to learn. It's not. It's not mindless. You have to be the best at those mindless jobs. How do you think you move up and out of that current situation? You move up and out by being the best. That's how. That's how. I mean, that's how you do it. Don't be a wimp. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do to get where you want to go, right? Sometimes you have to suck it up and do things that are, you think, maybe beneath you. I could tell you without hesitation, all the jobs you ever have in your life, you will learn from. And all of those jobs are important for you to get to where you want to go. Does that make sense? These jobs early in your career development are important to form your ideas about work and cement, this is key, and cement that work ethic. Cement that work ethic. I am in the professional recruiting business, people. I work for big companies all around the world, and I will tell you, I could have the smartest person in the office, straight A's in college, the smartest guy, the smartest woman in the office. And if they have a poor work ethic, forget about it. They're going nowhere. Listen, they're going nowhere. All these things that you have to do that may seem like a pain right now, you have to relocate, you have to travel, you have to commute, you have to this, you have to that, that you don't want to do, because on Thursday night you have poker club, on Friday you go skiing with your buddies, on Monday you go to the thing, blah, 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 blah. All these things are not beneath you. All these things are what cement your work ethic. And that's key. That's key to success for your future. In other words, all these things that you think are beneath you are good for you. Don't be a wimp. Do what you have to be. Do what you have to do, excuse me, to be successful. I hope this helps all of you out there with this career issue. Good luck to each and every one of you out there. For more career tips, go to AskMikePalumbo.com.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.